Hello.
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Who keeps trying to buy stuff on my account at eBay?
The thing is that, sir, yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. And I believe...
Okay, what's the billing address? Tell me the billing address. Course.
Yeah, let me tell you, sir. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, mate. It's a bit frustrating.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah,
hello.
The billing address was on the overseas, on the 45 Miller Street, Mountain View, California. So that's the reason we have put a hold on that. And I believe you haven't made that order. Am I correct?
No, I haven't. I haven't purchased anything off eBay in a long time.
This means, sir, it's a case of online fraud, okay? Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your information and they are just misusing it and doing this kind of illegal things over the internet. So we have to immediately block them, okay? So first of all, we just need your cooperation for that, okay? So first of all, you just do one thing. You just try to remember, like, recently have you shared any kind of personal details to anyone?
No, but my Optus thing was hacked, it said you've been a part of the Optus hack, and there's been people around South Australia that have had my ID and tried to buy stuff and all that.
All right, no need to be worried, we are going to block each and everything, all right, and just try to remember. Like, recently, have you connected your mobile phone with any kind of public internet at any public place or any cafeteria, hotels?
Yep.
You have connected?
I've done it at, I did it at, like, a Loxton free Wi-Fi, OTR Wi-Fi.
All right. So now what we are going to do, sir, we are going to simply generate a cancellation code for you that is going to help you to cancel the order. Then we are going to block those persons. All right. So first of all, you just put the call on speaker. Let me generate the cancellation code for you. Just put the call on speaker.
It's on speaker.
And the mobile phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Sorry?
The mobile which you are using, it's an Android or it's an iPhone? Hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah, and the mobile phone which you're using, so it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
An Android phone.
Alright, so you just simply open up your Google Play Store on the phone. Do you know about the Google Play Store?
Yep.
Yeah, open it up. Sorry?
I don't have the internet at the moment.
You don't have what? You don't have internet at the moment?
No.
Just try to turn on the mobile data on the phone and try to do it.
Yeah, no, nothing. I don't have data yet.
All right, and you don't have Wi-Fi, and you don't have Wi-Fi at your home?
No.
And apart from this phone, like, you don't have any device which is having internet?
No, only when I hook up to the Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi.
Alright, so just try to go and connect with the free Wi-Fi then. Just go.
Well, then I'm 50 kilometers from the free Wi-Fi.
Oh my goodness. And where are you right now? You are
in the middle of the bush. In the bush.
Oh, and you don't have mobile. You don't have credits on the mobile phone for the mobile data. Just try to connect the, just try to turn on the mobile data, so just try to turn it on. Just check it.
Yeah, it says I've got less than 5 gig. But why do I have to go, to the Play Store?
So because we are going to generate the cancellation code from there, okay. So just open up the Google Play Store, and it's a case of online fraud right now. So we have to block those persons as well. So just open up the Play Store. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just trying to work it out now, all right? Hold on.
Yeah, take your time. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just getting... Yeah, it's letting... Yeah, all right, I've opened up the Play Store, but... What do I have to do now?
Alright, and now do you see in the search panel there will be written as search for apps and games. Just give a click on that and type it over there, letter A. A as in Australia, letter A. Yeah, take your time. Type it over there, letter A. A for Australia. It will be in the top. Do you see search for apps and games in the top on the Play Store?
Yeah. A for Australia.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
N what?
N as in New York, letter N.
Yep. A-N.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then D as in Delta, letter D.
Yep.
What have you written over there? Just read it back to me.
A-N-Y-D.
Then E for English, letter E.
Yep.
Then S for sugar, letter S.
Yes.
Then K as in kilo, letter K.
Yes.
And now just give a click on search. Just give a click on search.
It says any desk.
Yes, and now do you see a red color application named AnyDesk?
Yeah.
What is the name of the application? Tell me the full name.
AnyDesk Remote, AnyDesk Software.
Yeah. Just give a click on that AnyDesk Remote. Just give a click on that. And now do you see any option install?
It's installing, sir.
All right, so it's downloading right now or is it going to be pending?
Yep. But why is it doing, why am I doing this?
Let me explain to you, sir. At the moment, we are going to generate the cancellation code from this, as well as we are going to block those online hackers, okay? And you told me that some person, and you told me that some persons from the South Australia, they are trying to steal your data.
Yeah.
So we are going to trace them, yes.
Yeah.
So now what is showing it to you? It's showing you open or it's still downloading?
Yeah, it says I'm open. It says Parvanish Travis statement. Oops.
Yeah, just give a click on allow or agree and continue, anything like that. Do you see that? Any positive option? Just give.
Yeah.
And now what is showing it to you?
I was just trying to show me the cheater stuff.
What is showing it to you?
Hold on.
Just ask me first what you can say. Okay, tell me first.
It says your address.
Yeah, just tell me that number.
69.
Uh-huh.
95.
Uh-huh.
31.
Uh-huh.
144.
All right, and just beneath that, do you see anything like set password?
Yes.
Just give a click on set password. We are going to provide you a temporary password as well. So just give a click on set password.
Interactive access.
And just beneath that, do you see anything like permission profile?
Yep.
Just give a click on permission profile.
On what?
And now do you see over there like full access?
But that means everyone gets access to my thing.
Definitely not, sir. It's for distracting the stopped Australian hackers. All right. We are going to providing you password, a shield.
What one do I have to push?
do you see full access?
Hold on.
All right, what can you see? Just tell me what can you see.
Miscellaneous, auto disconnect. It says security in the thing, and then
Just wait. Have you clicked on full access?
I don't understand where to click on full access.
All right. Do you see anything like close? Or do you see the back arrow in the left-hand side top corner, a back arrow?
It says remote access.
You just do one thing. You just close down this AnyDesk. I'm back into
AnyDesk, and it says AnyDesk.
Your address? Yep.
Your password?
Just give a click on set password.
Okay. And then it comes up, always incoming session requested.
Yeah. Just give a click on permission profile. Do you see permission profile?
Permission profile.
Just scroll down the page a little bit. It will be show you permission profile.
Click on that.
And now do you see full access?
Yep.
Just give a click on full access.
Yep.
And now do you see in the second line, there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox. And now I'm going to provide you the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. All right. Type E as in English letter E.
Yes.
B as in Bravo, letter B.
Yep.
Then A as in Australia, letter A.
Yes.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then don't give a space. Type number 7. Put
yes.
7.
Number 8.
Double 7, 8.
Another
8. It will be single 7. Just erase whatever you have written. You are doing a mistake. Just erase it. And type it from the beginning, letter E, E as in English.
Hold on, can we start again? Sorry, mate.
Just erase it and type it from the beginning, letter E, E for English.
Yep.
Then B for Bravo, letter B.
Yes.
Then A as in Australia, letter A.
Yes.
Then Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then 7?
Yes.
8?
Yes.
9?
Yep.
0?
Yep.
And now just give a click on OK.
Okay.
And now what can you see?
It says profile, full access profile, tick, tick.
Alright, just wait. Now you will get to see an option like start now. Once you will get to see any option like start now, just give a click on start now, okay? We are going to activate this code. Just give a click on start now.
Yeah, I did.
Yes. And now what is showing it to you?
Permission profile.
Now just give a click on close.
Yep.
And now you just do one thing. You just simply press your home button and come back to the normal wallpaper page. Just come back to
It's going to full access again or unattended access.
No, just listen to me, sir. In the bottom of the screen, do you see a circle button over there? There will be a circle. Just come back to the normal home screen. Just press that and come back to the normal home screen. Yes. And now you just open up your Play Store once again.
Yes.
And now, in the right-hand side top corner, do you see your name initiate over there? Just give a click on that.
Yep.
Alright. And now you just do one thing, sir. Open up your Google. I believe you have Google. Just press the home button and open up your Google.
Open up Google. Oh, that's Chrome. Hold on. Google.
Yeah. Open up your Google and type on the search panel my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
Yep.
Just open up
my
Google. Yes. Now, my, then number one, put one, numerical one. Then P as in Peter, letter P.
Yep.
Then give a space.
Do I have space for the one and the P?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's MY1. MY space 1.
Yes. Then
space P.
No, it will be my 1P.
Oh, my 1P.
Yes. Then give us space.
Yep.
Then address location.
Okay. Oh, it went to search that.
Yeah, just search it once again, my 1P address location. Address location.
Address.
Yeah,
address location.
And then
do like
just give a click on search. Yeah, just give a click on search.
Okay. Go to your phone settings, select about device, tap status.
All right. Do you see there will be a blue color line? What is my IP address location? Find out here. In a blue line, just give a click on that. And now what can you see? So do you see your IP address?
Yep.
I'm going to verify it from our end. We have your IP address from our server. It's 49.178.153.209. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. So, and just beneath that, do you see it is showing you something like your activity, any option?
Your online activity has been seen by your internet server provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
This you can understand, sir, right now. Like your each and every. No, don't click anywhere, sir. Just listen to me. At the moment, sir, those persons from the Southern Australia, which you have told, like who are trying to get inside your personal details, they are trying to access your information right now, okay? And they are just misusing it and doing this. And they are just doing this kind of illegal things, all right. So, sir, what we are going to do, we are going to simply, first of all, we are going to cancel the order. All right, then we are going to block those persons. So you just simply come back to your normal home screen and open up your email. Just press your home button and come back to your normal home screen and open up your email. And just check.
It's just somebody in Adelaide doing it right now.
No, they are just changing the location again and again, okay? So we are going to trace the exact location of them. But first of all, you just open up your email and check that do you see any federal men over there from the eBay or not regarding this script, like regarding this order.
Hold on, I'm getting in my emails.
Yeah, check today's mail.
Yeah, I will.
Yes.
It might have been through my old address.
It might be and right. So I believe you won't able to get, see any mails. It's not there, am I correct?
Yeah, it's not there.
This means those hackers have got the access onto your email as well, alright. They are just using your email. So at the moment, sir, you just simply And right now, sir, I believe you do online banking on this phone. Am I correct? So you just simply go and check each and every account of yours. And do you see, if you will get to see any fraudulent charge which you haven't made, please do let me know. All right, I'm in line with you. Just go and check.
Yeah, there's nothing being activated on my account.
Sorry?
There's nothing being activated.
Just go and check.
Yeah, I have.
So, from which device you have checked it, sir? You have checked it from this phone?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are you on the mobile screen, sir?
No, I just doing everything.
Go and
just yeah.
And you have only one bank, or you have more than one bank, sir?
Only one, I closed the rest.
Sorry?
I closed the rest of my banks. So I've only got the one.
All right. All right, and apart from that, sir, all right, so now what we are going to do, sir, we are going to refund you back that amount. For that, what we are going to do, we are going to register yourself for online refund process. All right, so do you got the driving license with you or any kind of Medicare card with you?
Yeah, FJ3469.
All right, and apart from this one bank, you don't have any other bank, am I correct?
No.
All right. So you just do one thing, sir. First of all, you just open up your settings.
In what?
On the mobile phone, open up the settings.
All right, hold on.
Just open up the settings.
Yeah, I'll go to phone. Where do I go to get the settings? Yep.
It will...
Settings.
Yes. And now just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page.
Yep.
And now do you see any option over there like accessibility? Just scroll it. Yeah, just give a click on the accessibility. Just scroll down the page. Yeah, just scroll down the page.
Yep. Where to?
Just scroll it down.
It's all the way down the bottom. You said accessibility? Yeah.
All right, sir. What we are going to do, we are going to activate this protection from our end. If we will need you, we will call you back. All right, you just do your normal works. We will call you back. We will need you.
You asked me to go to accessibility. What do I put?
No, and now you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen. We are activating the security from our end, and if we will need you, we will call you back. All right. Might be the number get changed, so just pick up the call. We will call you back.
No worries. Bye.